Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled, Don't Limit God, was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Things are happening. It's awesome stuff. And if God was to speak to you and tell you to be a part of that, and if your first thought is, what are the in-laws going to say? Well, what's my family going to say if I was to pick up and go over to the other side of the world? If somebody else's opinion affects your decision, then you're in bondage. Now, if you, out of love, say, well, I need to make sure this is God because I don't want to offend people, well, that's a different thing. But I'm saying if you're fearful because of what somebody else says, and you know what God has told you, but you're afraid, it's hard and you're struggling to get it out because you're afraid of what somebody else might say, you got a fear of men. That's wrong. Brothers and sisters, that'll limit what God can do in your life. The fear of man brings a snare. You aren't going to see God's power manifest in your life if you are codependent on people and have to have their approval and their acceptance. Moses was a mighty leader, and yet they wanted to string him up many a time. Amen. Any great man or woman of God is going to have opposition. If you live godly in Christ Jesus, you shall suffer persecution. The only people that aren't persecuted are ungodly people. If you live godly, somebody's going to dislike you. That's true. If everybody loves you, if you never have anybody upset with you, everybody just thinks you're awesome, you aren't a godly example. Jesus is the greatest example of love the world ever saw, and people hated him because light exposes darkness. And the darkness can't abide the light. They will come out and try and condemn you every single time. If you're just looking for the least path of resistance, you're going to limit God. It's going to cost you some people's opinions. There's going to be criticism. But you know the good thing is, if you keep serving the Lord, God works things out. My family rejected me big time, thought I'd lost my mind. And you know what? Now they're all in my corner. They all love me. They all see what God is doing, and God has blessed us. Jamie's brother and, sister and brother-in-law, Baptist, thought we were crazy. We've had quite a few conversations. They just came to my meetings in Dallas-Fort Worth, got baptized in the Holy Spirit, have gone back to their Baptist church, are teaching the materials and looking for another church because they no longer are accepted in the Baptist realm. And we're, you know, it's only taken 40 years, but it's working, praise God. God will pull you through if you can stand the pull. Amen. It may take a while, but things will work. I'm telling you, if you're just going to have to get to a place to where you exalt God to such a place that compared to God, nobody else compares. It's like looking at the sun. You know these bright lights right here? If I was to stare at those lights, I could look at you and not even really be able to see you because I'd still be seeing spots in front of my eyes. You can get into the presence of God so much that the things of this earth grow dim and they just don't dominate you. And what people have to say doesn't control you. I'm not saying you get to where you don't care, but you get to where it doesn't control you. You can cast your care about it over on the Lord and go on. If you are going to be a man pleaser, you'll not be a God pleaser. Amen or oh me. Man, I could stay on this all night long. I need to move on, but this is really important. I had a woman in Estaline, Texas, who had cancers on her body, three big old growths. She had one on the back of her shoulder, one here under her side, and one on the inside of her leg. And they were, 6 inches or more across. Her blood vessels were exposed. She was squirting blood. They gave her up to die. They sent her home, said, there's nothing you can do, and gave her a week to live. And anyway, her family came and got me. I went over to her house. I talked to her for an hour or two, and I didn't pray with her. I said, you know what? You need to do something. You need to come to our Bible study. And she says, I'm dying. I can't even get out of bed. They had a catheter in her and all of this stuff. She couldn't move. She couldn't get up to relieve herself. She couldn't do anything. And I said, you know what? If somebody told you that if you'd get to the hospital, you'd be healed, you'd make it. I said, rent an ambulance if you have to. So she did. She rented an ambulance and she came to the Bible study that night. Drove 14 miles. Came to the Bible study. And you know what? I prayed for her and that woman was instantly healed. Within a day or two, those tumors had shrunk to the size of a quarter. All of her bleeding had stopped. And she had an appointment scheduled in Houston with a specialist, but there was no point in going because the doctor said there was no treatment that they could give her. So she hadn't planned on going. But now she was feeling so good, she went down to this specialist and he looked at it and looked at her charts and he says, I don't know who told you all these other things, but this isn't. It's just a skin cancer. He cut it off in the office with a local anesthetic. And said, there's nothing wrong with you. You're totally well. But because of these charts, let's give you radiation just in case. So he put her through radiation. She nearly died. She was in intensive care for 2 weeks. And when she got out of intensive care and came home, I went over and saw her. And I said, you know God healed you. And she says, I know it was God. It wasn't any radiation. It wasn't them cutting this off. It wasn't a misdiagnosis. She said, God healed me. And I said, well, then why would you take these treatments? That'll kill a well person. And she says, I know it, but my family, they don't understand healing. And they just feel like I would be foolish. And people at my church think I ought to do everything the doctors say. And I said, but you've got an allergic reaction to this. It nearly killed you. You were in intensive care for 2 weeks. And she says, but I just don't want to disappoint people. And anyway, that woman went back for the second round of her treatments. And she died from it. And her family thought, well, God didn't heal. That woman was healed. It was that chemotherapy that killed her. And you know how that happened? Because she was afraid of what people had to say. So she wouldn't stand because she didn't want to disappoint people. Brothers and sisters, you aren't going to fulfill God's will unless you are so secure in the Lord that you don't have to have somebody else validate you and approve of what you think God has told you to do. And if you are living that kind of a life, you're going to limit what God can do in your life. You just can't live that way. That's fear. The fear of man brings a snare. People are afraid of failure. I think the biggest failure of all is to do nothing. That's failure. And here's something that'll surprise some of you. But you know what the biggest fear that I had back in 2002 when the Lord spoke to me that I was limiting God? You know what my biggest fear was? Success. I was afraid of success. Because more people are destroyed by success than they ever are by hardship. Some of you may not understand that, but that's absolutely true. I could give you hundreds of people that I've personally known who started out fine. Like, for instance, over in 1 Samuel, it talks about, I think it's 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 13. I won't take time to look it up, but it's somewhere around there. And Samuel was talking to Saul, and he said, when you were little in your own sight, then God promoted you and made you king over his people. But now you become arrogant. Success corrupted him. He was dependent upon God when it was beyond his ability. But after a while, he got to reading his own press releases. He got to thinking, I can do all of this. And instead of obeying the man of God, he got in and offered a sacrifice, which kings weren't supposed to do. He overstepped his bounds, went into the realm of the priest. He quit being God dependent. And success has ruined more people than hardship and failure ever has. And I've seen that, and because of it, I'm aware that once you begin to start seeing God use you and things happen, there's a temptation for arrogance in things like this. And you know what? I didn't want to go there. I was in a position where I was being used and touching people's lives, but it wasn't to the point that it was really a temptation for me to get arrogant about it, and it was safe. And I could just stay there. And you know what? Finally, it's the same antidote for all of these types of fears. The Lord spoke to me, 1 John 4:18. Perfect love cast out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears has not been made perfect in love. He said, Andrew, I've worked on you for 34 years. And you're going to have to just trust me that I can keep you, and that I can keep your heart right, and that I can keep you focused on me, and that you aren't going to change, and that you aren't going to be something different. It went back to my trust, my relationship with God. Perfect love is the way that I dealt with that. There are some people that honestly, they're afraid of success. It's easier to work for somebody, let them bear all of the problems, than you to go out and start your own business and run the risk of failure and take that responsibility. It's easier to sit there and just punch a card at a job that you hate, but yet you're guaranteed to get your paycheck, and you're guaranteed, as long as you don't do something major wrong, that they'll keep you on and that you'll get your benefits and that you can just live a mediocre life and die and leave, and you've played it too safe. There are some people that are afraid of success. They're afraid that if they get out there, that it's going to cost them more, that they... You know what? You just need to get to a place to where you are so dominated by God's love, you're so focused on Him, that you don't have these fears restraining and limiting what you will allow God to speak to you. You need to get to a place to where fear isn't a part of your life. And brothers and sisters, we got a lot of Christians that are insecure. They don't know that God loves them.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on taking the limits off of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1060C or DVD series R3204D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album R1060D. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK149 titled What Are You Afraid Of when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to call into our helpline, and you can not only get these products, which I really encourage you to do, because they'd be good for you, and it'd also be a great way for you to share these truths with someone else. So please get the products, but also these people that answer the phones are some super people, some very mature Christians. We get compliments and comments constantly from people who call in that they have never had the compassion, the love, the power of God demonstrated like through our helpline. You would really be blessed. So if this has touched you and you'd like some prayer or ministry, please call, and remember to get these products.